Hello, and welcome to the American Marketing Association's Marketing Power Podcast, B2B Sales Training in a Virtual Environment. I'm your host, Nancy Bacala, Senior Director of Online Content for the AMA. We're very excited to welcome our special guest, Tim Reister, who is Chief Strategy and Marketing Officer of Corporate Visions, Inc. With more than 20 years of sales and marketing experience, Tim is a recognized thought leader, practitioner, and author regarding marketing and sales messaging. Tim's books, Customer Message Management and Conversations That Win the Complex Sale, focus on improving sales-ready messages and tools that salespeople can use to create a compelling story that wins more deals. Tim, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Nancy.
Great. Well, first of all, you just completed some very interesting research on the B2B segment, particularly as it relates to marketing and sales professionals. And in that research, you found that a full half of those you interviewed have sufficient little or no training and are not equipped with the messaging and tools necessary to deliver really effective virtual conversations. Can you talk a little bit about what impact you think that insight is having on B2B organizations today?
Well, the research that we're seeing that kind of preceded this research is that salespeople in B2B environments are conducting more and more of their activities virtually, over the phone and over the web. And it's pushing towards 60 to 70% of their interactions with prospects and customers are virtual instead of face-to-face. And then our research showed that 58%, almost 60%, feel they don't have the training or don't feel well-equipped or don't feel that marketing's giving them the right tools to use in that environment, that in fact it's really different over the phone and over the web than it is face-to-face. So the impact that's having for B2B organizations is their salespeople are spending more time in a selling environment that they feel inadequately prepared to deal with.
Wow, that's really quite impactful. What types of training do you think, then, is most needed today for B2B sales professionals? And indeed, if additional messaging or materials are needed from the marketing department, you know, are there specific types of formats or content types that is most useful to the sales professional?
Yeah, so the salesperson's got to be able to give good phone and give great presentations in a virtual environment, and they're just different. When you're in person, there's a lot of movement, and you can create a lot of engagement just by just who you are and the presence that you create. And there's a lot of people who have trained salespeople to have great in-room presence, but there really isn't much established for, well, what does it take when they can't see you and they're just staring at a screen, and how are you going to keep them from multitasking? And so what needs to happen is on the messages and tools side, you need to change your PowerPoints from slides that might change every 2 to 5 minutes to slides that will build dynamically. And I'm talking about micro-builds, like every statement and every sort of main point that the salesperson makes, something has to change on the screen. So instead of every 1 to 2 to 3 minutes changing a slide, the slide itself must change every 15, maybe 30 seconds. So the customer sees, wow, something else is happening, and they don't feel tempted to look away because the next thing may happen on that web engagement. So you got to change the dynamics to create, almost imitate the motion and the activity that would appear if you're in the room together but is now absent. So likewise over the phone, we're looking at ways to train salespeople to ask the person on the other end of the line to grab a pad of paper, put a pen in their hand, and ask them to sketch things out or write things out or take certain things down, and you create engagement and activity so the person is maybe writing down certain numbers and equations or drawing certain pictures with bubbles and boxes so that they're engaged in the conversation. And that requires a new message to actually develop that kind of a storyline and build those kinds of, I call them, message objects. And it requires a little bit of training to have salespeople know how to use those message objects in those environments and deal with those micro-build PowerPoints.
You know, I think those are all great points, and I think what strikes me about that we're really saying that organizations need to look at restructuring or reframing how they train their sales force. Would you agree with that? And if so, what are some steps that organizations should take to move forward in that, and who owns that function within the B2B organization?
Well, so it's really interesting. I mean, in the B2B organization, there certainly is typically a sales training department or something called sales operations, and their job is to get salespeople skilled to perform better, Of course, in the marketing side, you have to train salespeople on your new products and services. So there's often sort of a point where trainings converge. One is training skill sets and one is training messaging. So what has to happen in organizations is that the skill sets you're training your salespeople on for the environment they're selling in actually have to match up with the content that's being created to equip salespeople to have that conversation. So if the content being created is the same traditional PowerPoint decks that don't work in this virtual environment, and you trade a salesperson to be better in the virtual environment, you're going to have a misfire. You got to be working both sides. Help train the message creators to build more virtually sensitive content and train your salespeople to work better in that environment and bring those together as sort of a systematic look at how to have impact in that environment. The other thing you really have to consider is that most virtual conversations are in the early stage of a sales cycle. If you've really qualified for the later stage of a sales cycle, that's when you'll be willing to put the resources into a face-to-face meeting. And in the early stage, it's a different kind of conversation than in the late stage when you're trying to win a deal. In the early stage, you're trying to convince somebody they should actually do something different and create a deal. So your deal creation messaging and skills are often different than deal closing messaging and skills. So you really have to have a plan that encompasses both deal creation on the virtual side and obviously traditional deal closing on the later stages.
Great. And, you know, your research, which, by the way, is called Q1 2012 State of Marketing and Sales Messaging Survey, indicated that not a whole lot of organizations are doing this well or focusing on this kind of training. Can you talk a little bit about what you think the primary reasons are that organizations aren't thinking in this way or equipping their sales force with the training or tools for virtual environments?
Well, I don't think they think of it as a different environment that has different needs. I think they believe, well, the web, you use PowerPoint, so we built a PowerPoint. And over the phone, you know, you might need some sort of a call script and some sort of a questionnaire, and we've built that. And they haven't thought about really what's needed in those tools to be more engaging in those environments. They just build them and figure that, a good rep will figure out how to use them, and they're done. So they just haven't really sat back and really thought about the experience from the customer prospect side and whether that stuff will work. So I think it's just a lack of awareness that they need to really think harder about that experience and whether they're engaging that experience or they're just hoping that their other stuff is going to work. And the other is they really think of their content that gets created often in terms of the written word, because the way it's produced is in, even if it's in PowerPoint or white papers or other tools that they give salespeople in the B2B world, it's in the written word. And what happens is these are environments that are engaged most often, obviously, in the spoken word. And the translation to the spoken word, being able to say something with conviction and confidence that sounds right to the listener, is way different than stuff that's written. And just a lack of sensitivity to how things are conveyed in the spoken word, I would say, is just another gap in the content creation side that needs to be considered. So spoken word and virtual settings have just been overlooked.
Ah, good point. You know, I'm curious, with the research that you conducted, did you find that there's a consistency in this lack of training across all segments in the sales professional segment, regardless of their level of experience or product line or other expertise?
It seems to be. I think that what we have found is companies who have dedicated inside sales organizations, maybe they're either telesales because their stuff is simple enough to use and they've always sold over the phone, and now have engaged the web, have more of a penchant to say, hey, I get this. We never go face-to-face, so our training has always been to try and make them better on the phone. But they haven't made a good leap to the web. So they have an understanding, and maybe they've done more to hone the skills of an inside person. Some companies will use inside-type people to telequalify or get a sale nurtured before it gets handed off to salespeople, and they kind of have an understanding. Those companies that have inside sales activities seem to have at least an understanding that the need is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But I would say there, again, there's been a lot of training maybe for phone conversations and good voice and good engagement. But since they've made the leap to the web, the place that's really fallen apart is what kind of visual presentation accompanies the spoken word on web conferences, and that's where the proliferation is. That's where the emerging activity is, and I think that's where the biggest failure point is.
And can I ask you, so from the standpoint of the sales professional, do you think these trends are indicating that the sales professionals themselves need to sort of adjust their skill sets to, you know, address more virtual tools and messaging and things like that?
Absolutely. And I think they have to work with the people who give them the content for those environments as well, because there are tools on virtual web conferences where a salesperson might start drawing, right? They might pretend, oh, I would have used a whiteboard if I was in person, so let me use this whiteboard etch-a-sketch sort of capability here on the web conference, only to find out it's very different, becomes very distracting, and they lose focus. So our idea is that you need to pre-build the builds, and if you want to make them look like they're sketching things, use handwriting fonts and other illustrative techniques, but make it a PowerPoint that has builds in it. It allows them to simply click to tell the story, and their scripting has the clicks and the advances identified instead of asking them to draw, because that is a real unnatural act, and doing it in a technology that people are afraid to master and can become a sort of a big hot mess if they mess it up.
And yeah, and then that would allow the sales professional to focus on what they should be during that call or that meeting, right?
Right. They know the right pieces are going to come at the right time, but they know it's engaging because it's got motion and activity, but yet they know how to click, so they can click and avoid the concern of learning a whole new technique and whether or not that technology is going to hold up and they're going to be able to stay engaged.
Well, those are really great points. We're running a little bit short on time, so Tim, I just wanted to conclude and ask you, were there any other findings from your research that surprised you regarding B2B sales and marketing training or other insights that you've culled from it?
Yeah, you know, we talked about the fact that the messages and the tools and the skills is kind of a mixture. It's kind of a system, and I think lots of times in organizations, those activities are siloed. And so when you're trying to focus on a great conversation in this environment, the things that have to work together, whether the skills are there, whether the message is there, and maybe even the right tools like a great PowerPoint, might be affected by different parts of the organization. So the challenge that these companies are finding is a great conversation is one moment in time, but potentially affected by three different influencers to create your great conversation. And that leaves a lot of room for error and failure point. And companies have to figure out how to bring those three things together, the messages, the tools, and the skills, if they're really going to crack this code.
Well, great. These have been really valuable insights on lessons about B2B marketing and sales messaging, particularly in virtual environments. We've been talking to Tim Reeser, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to this edition of our AMA podcast series. I hope it's been a good learning and listening experience for you. Look for information on other upcoming podcasts by visiting marketingpower.com/podcasts, and make sure you sign up for the RSS feed at Marketing Power so you're aware of all of our podcast series that are available to you. To learn more about the research, Q1 2012 State of Marketing and Sales Messaging Survey, please visit www.corporatevisions.com. Until next time, I've been your host, Nancy Pacala. Thanks for joining us.